47,000 cities in paradise, the first city by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 11. 40 days in heaven. Brother, I am Aston Adam Mbaya and I would like to share the divine experience of my visit to the first city of paradise. I was reading a Bible passage where the Lord said to the thief, "Truly I tell you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Luke 23:43. After reading that passage, I moved on to the next page, but I felt in my spirit that I should come back to this passage. I continued to meditate on this passage about the thief that was to meet the Lord in paradise. Then suddenly I heard the voice of the Lord behind me. The Lord said, "Aston, today I am taking you to a land of marvels, which is the expectation of all the saints. Those who have chosen the way of the truth shall rejoice in that land of wonder. Today we are going to the paradise of God, and you shall see the marvelous city of God. You shall experience joy and gladness in heaven." The Lord spoke about great things, and I was full of joy and rapture of delight to hear this. I was filled with expectation and I could not wait. I was out of my body and my notebook fell where I was meditating. Immediately I began to worship the Lord. The Lord kept talking about the paradise of God and the joy awaiting those who are walking in His ways and persevering. When I was looking at the Lord, I saw that His body was beaming a great and luminous light. The Lord was wearing a crown that had countless stars. There was still fresh blood dripping from His hands and feet. At that moment, I saw the ceiling of my house rolling like a sheet of paper. Then we began to rise in space at a tremendous speed. As we reached the height of the sky, I saw people rising in space with great speed, and they were dressed in brightening white garments. I never saw people defying gravity and rising in space like rockets at great speed. The Lord said, "These are people who have escaped the corruption of the world. They suffered to keep God's principles. They are rewarded today, and they are heading home to receive consolation that the world cannot give." These saints were beaming great light and shining. The Lord said, "These are good deeds that follow the saints. Those whose lights are stronger are the ones who are winning souls. They were not ashamed of the gospel. Wherever they went, they talk about the good news of the gospel. They were assisting the poor and doing works of liberality with their own money. You're going to tell my people not to be ashamed of the gospel. They must evangelize and warn the world. The saints that are shining less are the ones who failed to win souls. Yet every single believer is supposed to evangelize. It is a duty. There is darkness in the world, but you are supposed to be light and power of the Holy Spirit." I saw these saints rising in heaven and they were dressed in brightening garments. I noticed that their garments had little bells on the bottom ends. As they were rising, these bells were making noise. I asked the Lord, "What is the meaning of these bells that are ringing and making noise?" The Lord said, "When these redeemed saints were on the earth, these bells were the voice of my spirit in their consciences and their minds. Whenever my children fell into sin, whenever they were going out of the way of righteousness, my spirit was ringing the bell in their minds and consciences, reminding them to confess and repent. And whenever my spirit was ringing the bell, they were convicted of their sins and they were repenting. They overcame for they were responding to the reproach and conviction of my spirit. They took measures to amend and repair whenever my spirit rang the bell in their soul, telling them to come back to my way. They went back to the way of righteousness, keeping my principles. As a result, they kept their garments white. My children are not alone in this world. My spirit is always with them, convicting them when they move away from the path of righteousness. My spirit will not be silent, for whenever they fall, my spirit will always ring the alarm in their minds, convicting them to repent and get back in the way of righteousness without delay. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, 'This is the way, walk ye in it,' when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." Isaiah 30:21. Paul, looking intently at the council, said, "Brethren, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day." Acts 23:1. However, when my children are no longer responding to the bell, that my spirit is ringing in their consciences in order to confess and correct their mistakes, there is danger. When my spirit is no longer ringing the bell in your mind or reproaching you about your sin, you are no longer mine. For those who belong to me will be convicted in their consciences by my spirit through the bell that would be ringing to warn them to repent. Keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. 1 Timothy 1:19. By means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. 1 Timothy 4:2. The Lord said, "Many of my children are not walking in my principles and they make decisions without consulting me. Their garments are dirty as they are living like the world. Yet on earth, they are foreigners and strangers." Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Jesus said, "You will tell them I will not let anything impure within the city gate. But nothing that is impure will enter the city, nor anyone who does shameful things or tells lies. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of the Living will enter the city." Revelation 21:27. As the Lord was speaking, I saw the saints rising at a tremendous speed and I wondered. The Lord said, "There is no more time left. Time is finished. These redeemed saints are eager to see the kingdom I have prepared for them. Aston, you have to see what I have made available for my people. I did not die in vain and I did not shed my blood in vain. Tell them there is a world of peace and felicity I have prepared for them where they should live forever in peace with exceeding joy." The Transfiguration of the Redeemed Saints. As the Lord spoke to me, I saw the dead in Christ rising into space. They were of all nations and all colors. I saw African, Asian and European and others. They were climbing the height and pillar of heaven. Then I saw that these redeemed souls reached a height in space where wonders began to happen. At that moment, I saw that these people of all colors and all languages were glorified and exalted. Basically, when these saints reached this place in space, they were no longer African, Asian or European. They were transfigured into beings of light. They became radiant light shining brightly, like the stars of heaven, for their skin became transparent light. The Bible says, "Then the wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever." Daniel 12:3. They left earthly and human characteristics. They were released from human and corrupt nature. Their human skins and pigmentation were obliterated. They were clothed with transparent light, for they were transfigured and they became like the stars of heaven, for they were no longer black and white, nor African, Caucasian, or Asian. They turned into great lights. I was in wonder and awe. The Lord said, "My word purifies and sanctifies, and those who are purified will overcome decay and corruption in order to be dressed with immortality. They will be dressed with an incorruptible and imperishable body in order to live forever." These saints have left imperfection and they're being dressed with perfection. They are heading to true perfection. My word must change my people. Jesus said, "The people's heart disposition is what will save them." When you are committed to purify and sanctify yourself, detaching from the issues of life, you shall be saved. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, strive for the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:2-3. The entrance to the heavenly domain. As the newly arrived saints stood before the gate, there was great light like a projector emerging from the city gate. "Brother, when I entered the pearly gate of the city, the paradise of God was beyond description. I don't have the appropriate vocabulary to describe the splendors of the holy city. It was magnificent. There was intense light. The city was massive beyond all human conception. I was lost in awe. Then the Lord left me and an angel joined me. He was trying to talk to me about the city of light. I did not mind him, for I felt completely overcome with wonder and admiration. The angel said, "Brother, welcome. What you see is the 47,000 cities of paradise. Brother, I testified about the 351 chambers of hell. The eternal kingdom of heaven is bigger than the 351 chambers of hell. The inconceivable height and glory and vastness of this domain of light can never be fully comprehended. I was talking to myself. I said to myself, I am not going back to earth. I will stay here all my life." I saw the newly arrived saints who preceded me. They were standing there beholding the city in shock and awe. They were lost in wonder and surprise. The pavement of the city was transparent gold. When I began to move in the paradise of God, I beheld new creation emerging every second in this land of glory. The newly arrived saints were in wonder and admiration. For every second new things came into existence. The angels and the living creatures were in admiration for the new creations and new species that were called into existence in the heavenly world by the Lord. We beheld and marveled at the coming into existence and the manifestation of new things made by the Lord. The saints were on their knees, for we were in awe, wonder and admiration to discover new creations and new things that were made every second in this land of wonders by God. I saw the living creatures and the elders exalting the Lord. They said, "We revere you, you who live forever. You make everything new. To you belong wisdom and intelligence. Your intelligence is incomprehensible. Your ways transcend our understanding and reason." I saw the living creatures on their knees worshiping the Lord all the time. They said, "To you belongs wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge." Brother, they were kneeling all the time to worship the one who lives forever. I saw that in the paradise of God, there was no race, for all the saints of heaven shone brightly like the stars of heaven. In God, there is no race and tongue, only hearts prepared to receive from God. If only you can prepare your heart for the Lord, you shall inherit the eternal kingdom. I saw banners flying in the paradise of God upon which it was written, King of Kings. The kingdom of well-being. There was intense light, bolts of lightning, and thunders. I heard from a distance the roar of the redeemed praising the Lord. I saw that these saints of heaven had inscriptions on their foreheads and their hands that said, The Word of God. In heaven, I saw the public infrastructure which is the commonwealth of the saints. These are treasures that the Lord has made available to every citizen of the heavenly world. And I saw the personal property, which was the rewards of those who had served the Lord in their lives and walked in holiness. I asked the Lord about the light of saints of heaven. The Lord said, They kept themselves pure and away from sexual defilement and stain. They washed in the water of the Word. Thus, they are shining in and they are forever the light and stars of eternity. In this city, I saw terrestrial animals and celestial animals unknown on earth. It was breathtaking. There were birds everywhere, and I saw animals that we have on earth and animals that are found only in heaven. I saw white lions, yellow lions, and blue lions. There were lovely evergreen trees producing golden fruits of light all the time. The joy was immense in this domain. The saints were full of heavenly emotion. I saw the inhabitants of heaven hugging one another strongly, and they were giving one another gifts. These triumphant and joyous citizens of heaven live in a community. They were a big family. They were a community of people living for one another. There was an exceeding overflow of joy in this land of saints who were a big family. These happy saints of heaven had no sexual desire and no fleshly demand, for they were shining with the presence and light of God. Then we were led to the homeland service, where every soul was supposed to be led to his mansion and place of rest, which were in the 47,000 cities of paradise. This is the new domain of light that the Lord went to prepare for his people. I saw thousands of golden cities. Each one of them was in an enclosure. I saw many cities built on top of the mountains of paradise. They were entirely encircled by massive walls. In paradise I saw a skyscraper having 1,000 floors. I was lost in admiration and wonder. Each celestial city was in an enclosure, and they were separated from each other. They were radiant angels in all these cities. Then the Lord took me to the first city of the heavenly world, which was encircled by a wall that was immense. The city was adorned with all kinds of precious stones, which were shining like diamonds. I saw countless angels around the city wall. They were singing celestial songs. I saw on the city wall, it was written, the city of the abandoned. I asked the Lord, what does it mean, the city of the abandoned? The Lord said, this was a city that I built for my people. They lived on the earth and served me in the church. However, they failed to resolve the issue of sin in their lives. When they died, they missed what I built for them, and they fell in the outer darkness in hell. No one is profiting from their rewards. The Lord said, You will tell the people on earth when they come to me and receive me, they must fight the good fight of faith to the end. What matters is the end of the race and the end of the battle. Happy are the dead in Christ, for their deeds shall follow them. Revelation 14:13. Brother, this lovely city built with precious stones was abandoned. Radiant angels who were guarding the city was singing a song that said, Woe, woe to the men who deserve this kingdom that our Father has made available for your well-being. You have abandoned the rewards of your work and the fruit of your labor. Oh, who will profit from the fruit of your labor and toil? The angel was singing, Woe to the earth and the inhabitants of the earth. You have abandoned your rewards after serving God. Yet, the main objective is to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why have you attached to your souls the things that rot instead of things that will be forever? Brother, we must fight for the eternal things and we must use our time and daily devotion that secures our salvation, such as prayer, Bible reading and God's service. For whatever we see on the earth will pass away when we die. Even our children, our women will not be on our side, we will face the judgment individually. Understand that if the rapture of the church is delayed, death will come as a thief. One day death will surprise us when we did not expect. I was observing this tremendous city with all its wealth, abandoned by believers who failed to separate from the world. There were wealth, gold and all kinds of precious stones in this abandoned kingdom. The golden city was empty, for the heirs of the kingdom were cast out into the outer darkness. Because of the pleasure of the world, the children of the kingdom were cast out into the darkness. When I heard about these saints who failed to inherit the fruit of their labors, I wanted to cry, it was painful. I remember the story of a sister who died recently. When she was buried, she came in the dream of one of her loved ones and said, Pray for me because where I am now I am told there is no place for me. Brother, the work you do for God is not in vain. There is an eternal reward waiting for you. The way you walk every second, every minute and every day will secure your eternal rewards and treasure. You must be sanctifying yourself every second, every minute and every day. Repentance must never be postponed, for many have planned to repent tomorrow, but they never reach tomorrow. They died and abandoned their heritage. You must return to your first love. Brother, we entered the abandoned city and there was no one inside. The golden kingdom was empty with its wealth and precious stones. I saw at each house in the city there was the name of the owner. The first house that I visited in this kingdom was the mansion of King Solomon. It was a palace, a villa really beautiful. Its length can be estimated to 80 meters. This mansion was circular. There were many lovely and green gardens inside. This mansion was fenced with concrete, and these concrete walls were adorned in gold and precious stones. On top of each concrete wall, there was the name of King Solomon. Inside the mansion, there were many tables. Upon these tables, I saw a book and it was written, The Wisdom of Solomon. I saw all the books that Solomon wrote, such as the Book of Wisdom, the books of Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, the Song of Songs, and some Psalms. Inside the palace of Solomon, I saw angels sweeping the court. I saw angels guarding the palace. Some angels were watering the garden. The mansion was closed and the Lord said, We must enter and see. When we got inside the palace, I was in awe and admiration for the beauty of this house exceed all understanding. The most beautiful city on earth will not come close to this construction. This mansion was more beautiful than the greatest city on earth. Solomon's house was well done with an architecture that was perfect. I was contemplating the house. There were a lot of bright angels dressed in the purest white. On their garments, I saw that it was written, The Historian, for these angels were talking to the visitors and telling these saints of heaven the story of Solomon. I was joyful when I entered the mansion of King Solomon. I saw a pool of water. Inside this palace, I saw streams of water with fishes. While I was in admiration, the harp and brass band were resonating. The angels of God kept playing music, golden instruments of music were resonating as the angels were singing the songs and psalms of Solomon, but the heir of the kingdom, King Solomon, has forfeited his eternal inheritance. The angels told me, this mansion was built for King Solomon. He did many good deeds on the earth. He gave a lot of offering, but he was unable to come here. I was stunned to see King Solomon, who wrote some books of the Bible but failed to make heaven, and his house was empty. I don't know, I suppose it will cost billions to build such a house. Inside the palace on the table, there were celestial food and wine ready to be served, but the son of the kingdom was cast into the outer darkness. He left his reward. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8:12. Brother, what do you want to gain in this world? House, money or car, you will toil and work hard to gain these things. However, when you die, others will profit from it. Therefore, we must labor for imperishable and eternal things, not for passing and temporary things. Whatever wealth King Solomon accumulated on the earth, what was waiting for him in heaven was a million times greater, but he followed the passing things of this world. He lost his mansion in heaven because of this world. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Mark 8:36. In this sumptuous mansion, there was food ready to be served. The angels inside the mansion were walking in the court playing the role of protocols. They were opening the door to the visitors coming from various cities of the paradise of God. The photo of King Solomon was there in his mansion, but the king was not there. When we left the king's palace, I saw that the king's neighbor had a gigantic mansion. This was actually the abandoned palace of a well-known prophet. He had served God faithfully. In his church, women don't do hair and cover their heads. His palace was in pure gold. While we were visiting this kingdom, I saw that the residents and inhabitants of various cities of paradise were also visiting this tremendous city. These citizens of heaven were doing sightseeing, since this city was an eternal testimony to the inhabitants of the heavenly world, reminding them that many have accumulated the wealth of the earth but they failed in the battle to grab eternal life. The light shining upon the saints was also illuminating the city. The saints of heaven were glorious and full of joy. The city needed no sun or moon, for the presence of God was shining upon the city. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. Revelation 21:23.